Today, aviation authorities in India released transcripts of conversations between air traffic controllers and the pilots of the two planes that crashed in mid-air yesterday outside New Delhi. The records indicate there were no problems with communication. Investigators are now hoping that flight data recorders from the planes will tell them what caused the accident that killed 349 people. Australian Broadcasting Corporation's Edmund Roy reports now from New Delhi.
A day after the crash, more than 300 bodies have been recovered and all hope of finding any survivors is long gone. The debris was strewn over a six-mile stretch and contained baggage, life jackets, seats and bodies charred beyond recognition. The wreckage was spread just outside the thickly populated village of Kheri Sanwal. Many people expressed amazement that the village had escaped intact. Police and emergency crews had cordoned off the area, but by mid-morning, thousands of onlookers had gathered to see the remains of what's been called the world's worst mid-air collision. Among those onlookers stood some others who had a far more tragic job on their hands. They were the relatives of the victims, there to help identify the remains of their loved ones.
It was shocking for me that I ran to place. Still waiting for identifying the body. They're not yet arrived.
Have you been to the crash site?
Yeah, I've been there. But we can't identify because it is scattered in quite a big area. It's not about 1 kilometer or 2 kilometers. We're waiting for the morning, then we can identify something.
But investigators also had a difficult job on their hands. And after nearly 12 hours of painstaking searches, they got what they were looking for. The flight data recorders of both aircraft. Also called black boxes, they were immediately shifted to New Delhi to be studied by experts on the Indian Air Force. Balwant Singh, an aviation expert, says officials are placing a great deal of hope on these boxes.
In case of an accident, you're able to replay the results and determine as to the cause of the accident.
But it could be weeks, even months, before any answers are forthcoming. The information from these boxes will be placed before a judicial inquiry. Teams from Saudi Arabia have arrived here to help in the investigation, while the Kazakh Airlines black box may be shipped to Russia for decoding. But while the investigators have got something to work with, speculation on the cause of the crash hasn't stopped. There are four theories in circulation. First, the Indira Gandhi Airport has only one flight path for both aircraft landing and taking off. Experts believe this is cause for concern. Second, it's outdated equipment. The airport here does not have transponders, which allow air traffic controllers to monitor the altitude of planes. Instead, it uses a primary radar, which gives only the distance of the planes from the tower. Local media reports have been scathing in their attack on the government, claiming this accident was a disaster waiting to happen.
Analysts now blame the Delhi Airport radar system. It is nearly 25 years old. Installed in 1973, each circle on the radar screen represents 10 nautical miles.
But Indian officials have dismissed these and other suggestions, such as there was a language problem between the air traffic control and the pilots of the Kazakh Airlines jet. Civil Aviation Secretary Yogesh Chandra said all correct procedures were followed by his officers. Investigators have meanwhile seized all radar data and air traffic control tapes, which along with the information from the black boxes could help unravel the mystery of India's worst aviation disaster. For National Public Radio, I'm Edmund Roy in New Delhi.